And here we are on day 12 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing that novel in 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not associated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I feel like I have to legally put that disclaimer at the beginning of every episode because at this point, NaNoWriMo is technically a trademark, and a podcast about NaNoWriMo needs to distance itself. Today I want to talk about accountability. In your day-to-day life, you have people that you have to answer to. You have to answer to a boss at work. You have to answer to a spouse sometimes, depending on the situation. If you are young and living with parents, you may have to answer to your parents about various things. Who do you answer to for NaNoWriMo? The official answer, of course, is yourself. Everything about NaNoWriMo is on the honor system. If you wanted to cheat and copy and paste 50,000 words into the Word Validator on November 20th, I believe, is when validation starts, officially, you would be considered a winner. You'd have the downloadable certificate. Assuming they get the flair going on the website, there's downloadable flair to show off that you've won NaNoWriMo. And you didn't even have to write a word. No one's going to come to your house and break your legs if you do it that way. But you're not going to feel that sense of accomplishment either. I mean, all you did was copied and pasted 50,000 random words from the internet. What did you really do? You didn't earn it. You're basically a fraud if you do that. In the world of NaNoWriMo, you are accountable to yourself. However, as I've done with this podcast, as I do every year on social media, I announce to the world, hey, I'm doing NaNoWriMo. I'm planning to write 50,000 words in 1 month. On the years that I do perks for the fundraiser, by perks I mean on the really, really violent novels, I told people that if you donate at a certain level, I'm going to name a character after you and kill that character. And if you donate at a slightly higher level, you even get to pick how that character dies. I become accountable to those people. Because everybody who donates to my fundraisers, FYI, if you know me from my personal Facebook account, that actually is going to include this year, will get an electronic copy of the finished product. This year, I didn't specify it in the fundraiser because I'm not 100% certain I'm going to finish it. It's not something that I'm planning to do anything with afterwards. The point I'm making here is that by offering these perks, by promising people that they can read the book when it's done, I'm holding myself accountable to them. In 2015, I wrote Seeing Red. It wasn't until the middle of 2016 that I finally finished it to the point where I was comfortable giving it out. I'm wrong. I believe it was actually 2017 when I finally finished it. Yeah, it was a whole year. Wow. Sorry, I'm old. My memory is fuzzy. So people waited for a year and a half to finally get what I promised them in 2015. Last year, for Comedy of Terrors, I did the same thing. I told people, if you donate to the fundraiser, you can read the book. I haven't gotten there yet, and it's been a year. History seems to repeat itself with me. Huh. I tried. I really half-heartedly tried. I'm lazy. I've told people this. They know. So for this year's book, I'm not telling people that I'm accountable to them. Although, if they're listening to this, they now know. I've had one person donate as of the time I'm recording this, which again is before November starts. So that person is the only person I'm currently accountable to, officially. But if you tell people, I'm writing a book in November, their first reaction might be, why? I know that my first NaNoWriMo, that was people's reaction. It's gotten to the point now where people go, oh, it's November. Well, I guess Darren's going to be hiding away writing a novel all month long. We're not going to see him at all in November. And it's true. And sometimes, especially if you have a support system in place, you're going to get the people that are going, hey, how's that novel coming along? You'd be surprised how motivating that can be. Because if you are asked, how's that novel coming along? And the only answer you can give is, not really writing it. That's a bit embarrassing, don't you think? But if you've got people asking you, hey, how's that novel coming along? And you can answer, oh, it's going so well. I've written this many words so far. It's going so much better than I ever thought it would. If you've got people interested in your progress, you feel more compelled to make progress. And I think that's one of the things that stopped me in the editing process, is the fact that, yes, people care how I'm doing in the writing of it, but I've got nobody kicking my butt in the editing of it, with the exception of my friend in Canada, who I have asked to start kicking my butt about it. Because it is. When she asks, hey, how's the editing coming? I'm a bit ashamed when I say I haven't done any since the last time we talked about it. So your mission, if you haven't done it already, if you're struggling to get the words, if you're struggling to sit your butt down at your computer or your tablet or wherever you're writing and write, announce that you're doing NaNoWriMo. For the Austin region one year, I made buttons for the pep packs that the municipal liaison would put together. And those buttons always said, ask me about my novel. And I didn't really realize it at the time, but it was kind of to garner this kind of accountability without being conscious of it. Tell people you're writing. Ask them to keep you accountable. It might be just what you need. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, you should be at 20,000 today. That's right, 20,000 out of 50,000. You are two-fifths of the way there. If you're struggling, if you're just not sitting down and you're not doing the work, tomorrow's episode is for you. Meanwhile, if you've got something that you would like to add to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find the podcast at darrenblake.net. There are a lot of facets to National Novel Writing Month. I think accountability is a big one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.